Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, oh, the work, man. Oh, just banging out! Just banging out, throwing mad swords, bro. One hand. Just like, what? Man put it all on the line. Got stabbed in the stomach. You get me? Took an arm. Took one in the eye, bro. It was just like, and then Tanjiro took one like underneath the chin, underneath the jaw.
Yeah, through the bottom sickle. Jaw in that. In his
yeah.
Mouth,
and still swag the sword. I was like, yeah, nah, man. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's different. It's different. It's different.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Anime in the UK. We're finna jump straight into this one. I'm your host, the Guru Suweebu. You know, hit me up on all my socials. IGIRISUWEEABOO. And my nigga Phoenix, Wagwan.
What are you saying? What's going on, people? Then you get me. Hope everyone's good. Everyone's blessed in that. But yeah, man. I go by the name of Phoenix. Obviously, I roll with the collective BSC.
Jeez.
You know, it's just Black Shades Enterprise. You know what I'm saying? This little collective and that. Just, you know, just a bunch of creatives coming together in it. But yeah, man. I'm just here to chop up. You get me with my brethren. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man. My nigga Phoenix. Yo, we're about to fuck this shit up. So, anyways. Demon Slayer and bro. Attack on Titan. Yeah. So, what do you think about Demon Slayer, bro?
Bro, I've been watching it like all day, fam. I've just been going back, just go watching clips. You know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah. Obviously, when I was watching it the first time, my laptop was buffering in it. It was just like, bro.
Yeah, my team was buffering as well. It was jarring me. Yeah.
It was killing me, man. So it was one of the ones that I just had to like try a whole nother site in it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely due to rewatch it today as well, man. Definitely due to rewatch it today, man.
Yeah, man. But they like Demon Slayer has definitely raised the bar. Like that is get me in terms of episode and anime. Like that is the bar.
It's like movie quality.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's crazy. Mm. I can't believe it. It's one of those ones where it's like,
how are they doing this?
Yeah. Honestly, bro. Honestly. It's at the same time, it's like I get why they always just do seasonal, innit? You know what I'm saying? In terms of like having to put content on that kind of level, innit? You know what I'm saying? Season is definitely the best way to go if you want to tell like a short story, innit? Like something that's not too long.
Yeah, 100%. The weekly format's kind of dead now, still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that episode was hype, though, bro. Tengen was going in with the one hand.
Bro. And the intro, the way he came in, fam. You get me? Like when Tundra was just about to get juked in the eye and that.
Yeah. Then he's like, boom! He's like, no, keep going, man. And you know what I like how they're fighting together as well. You see when he's like, now Tanjiro, like jump, do it now, cut off his head top, like.
So then, yeah, just charging in everything, man. In terms of I'm so excited, I'm trying to find my words. You know the ones that just
Nah, bro, you can lay it out here, bro.
Yeah,
fam. I was watching it at work, I was making up bare noise and that, bro. People was looking at me like I was crazy, but
bro, I was like, I felt like I was there, bro. He can!
No, I hear that, bro. I hear that. Yeah.
No, it was cold.
Zenitsu did his thing as well, bro. Every time they animate the lightning thing, I'm just like, I don't know why, bro. It hypes me, fam. I'm sure
because he always comes in clutch as well. Like Zenitsu, like obviously, like when he's like awake in it, he can be goofy. But like when it counts, he proper like comes in.
Because he just like
sick assist. That assist was amazing.
I know that lightning always seems like an OP thing in like any type of anime, but he's just so like powerful in this one. But I like how he's still. The way they explained it, you see, I was like, "Oh, my legs are dead after this. I can only do this thing one more time, and that."
Yeah,
and then he still
do it twice a day, innit?
Yeah, something like that. And then how Inosuke coming as well. I love this was a real group effort, man. These demons are fucking strong, bro.
Bro, it's crazy. I've never seen demons like on this kind of. They don't go down, fam. They do not go down, bro. Mad. It's great. Yeah.
And I love all of the explosions by Tengen as well, with the little fireworks and that, right?
Mm.
Yeah, it just looks beautiful.
He utilized like the fireworks as well in terms of the way he fights. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen fireworks used in that kind of like explosive, using that kind of manner with swords as well, innit? So
yeah, it's
very interesting. So
no, yeah, man, it's cold. It's cold.
The work though, that's what I love about this this show, man. Because with anime, sometimes innit, like the tropes in terms of power levels and fights and all that kind of stuff is it's one of the ones where it's usually either unbelievably one-sided or like the villain just isn't enough in it, you know what I'm saying? But with this, the villains really like, they really like show you how powerful these demons are, bro.
They
like,
feel threatening, innit? The threat's real, the stakes are high. Like, niggas are getting bodied, niggas are losing hands and shit. And
Yeah, man. These are like, and they don't come back, you know what I'm saying? This is a different time. No magic, you know what I'm saying? It, nothing, they can't wish it back, you know what I'm saying? That's it. So it's like, there's so much riding on it.
I feel like anime only as well, the people that don't read the manga, last week they would have been pissed at that. The way that episode ended was mad. You see how the way this recent one started as well, when Tanjiro was falling. Like, come on, man, I'm sorry, and that Tengen's on the floor. Inosuke is looking dead. Zenitsu's mashed up. I was like, I was thinking, how did they come back from this one again? Like, it was looking peak.
It was peak. It was looking dire.
You know what? I love. You know when he broke the finger in anime. You see when the demon broke Tanjiro's fingers. I said, ooh.
I was like,
But he still managed to hold that blade.
Bro, when he started shaking man's head, just bullying him, I was like, somebody help this man.
Bro, that was rude. He slapped his head like he was in school, bro. Like, that was horrible, fam. Like,
yeah.
He took the piss, though.
He took you back to school. Outrageous behavior. But yeah, man.
Yeah, he did his thing, though. He did his thing. I feel like no one should really be like, oh, this is unrealistic. Tanjiro's not that strong and stuff. Like, they all held it down. It was a group collective effort. And you see man's scar kind of increasing at the end as well. Like, it was,
beautiful. It was amazing. Incredible. It didn't hold too long on certain scenes. Everything was just flowing, just so naturally. It was just like literally everything was just happening live. Oh,
yeah, crazy. Yeah, I know. I feel like the past couple episodes, but especially this latest one, just 10 out of 10, it's bro. Like,
yep. It should get anime in a year, I can't even lie. Like, 100%, 100%. The levels are just too much.
Entertainment at its finest. But yeah, anime in a year, no cap, 100%, 100%, 100%.
Yeah. That was... I don't know how people are going to come back from that. Like, how do you raise it higher than that? You know what I'm saying? That's the love of the game, isn't it? I guess that's what drives people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, certain studios are going to be watching that and just kissing their teeth and like, thinking, fuck.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what?
I've been working my ass off on these fucking stories and shit. And yeah. Just doing this.
But Demon Slayer's cold with it, though. They don't waste scenes, bro. It's so interesting just watching Demon Slayer, innit? Because it's like, just seeing the difference in terms of the way that they tell a story, innit? And just the way they animate in terms of the production and stuff. All the fights, there's no loops. Everything's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The world around them, the movement and everything.
Yeah, there's been so many like fresh little clips of Tengen fighting the brother demon, innit? I can't remember his name, Ryogo or something. But I'm saying every ep is just like I was saying, they don't waste no time. It's something happening every scene, whether it's a nice little flashback or some internal dialogue and that, right? But the action sequences are, man, it's just amazing still.
I'm just wondering, was it like, did one guy storyboard this whole thing? you get me. I'm just like, who did this? Like, how did this come to be? How did you guys get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was sick, man.
Because obviously, we both read the manga. The manga's like, simpler, like it's the same, but what they add is just phenomenal. Like.
Yeah, they added a lot to it. They added a lot to it, but yeah, great episode, man.
100%, man.
Can't get enough.
100%.
Can't get enough, man.
Oh yeah, and just to let you know and listeners know, next week or this Sunday even is obviously the final ep of season 2, but it's 40 minutes long. So
yeah, I think I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, I see it posted online somewhere. Double F this Sunday, people. Woo! Yeah, but hey, we can go back to Demon Slayer, but bro, you know the next big beast to talk about, bro.
Bro, I just watched the whole like flashback and everything, like the origins, and I'm just my mind is.
That's right, people. Man. We talking about Shingeki no Kyojin.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Attack on Titan, man.
Mm. Woo! But yeah, man, that recent ep was crazy still with Ymir flashback and all that.
Yeah.
Because these are like mysteries and stuff that's been present from the jump, near enough, innit?
You know
that the first chapter in the first episode was called To You 2,000 Years From Now? And this latest one episode was called To You 2,000... I'll
pick up now, innit?
The air titles, but yeah, super. King's a fucking dickhead, man. Yeah, man.
Like, I'm just like, nobody wanted to tell us to just do our own thing. Like, nobody, even on an evil kind of sense, like, you want to be the next villain or some shit. Like, nobody just wanted to fucking, you know what I'm saying, like, manipulate Ymir into wanting to do something else, like, have a different path in life. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man said, crazy. You're my slave, and as a reward, like, you can have my children, and I'm like, what?
Bro, it was so dark. It was like, God damn! Like, why are you over? Like, he's overkill with the abuse, man. It's crazy. And then at the end, like, having what's it? Her offspring, what, eat her remains and
eat
stuff.
Her,
I was like, Praja.
I feel like that's where the different titans came from or something, because obviously it was one in the beginning, innit? And then because she got eaten by other people, that kind of made different titans, I think. That's sort of what they implied in the manga, I think, and this episode, but...
I thought the way it was is she was carrying out the will of the king, innit? So, yeah, she was carrying out the will of the king. So in that that world where only titans can go, she would make like sand models of the titans, I guess, and then that would in effect kind of bring that design to fruition.
Saying nothing, I don't want to go too spoilery, but if you remember like what's coming as well, there is some like different looking titans actually. Saying that. But hey, well, hey, let's talk about last week's episode though, man. Called this latest episode, the flashback and seeing like the origin of the titan stuff and whatnot, but the memory trippy episode with Zeke and Eren, bro, that shit was 11 out of 10, bro.
Right? Yeah, that shit was incredible. It was incredible.
The culmination of Zeke's character arc and that, like the whole, like, oh, Eren, like, don't worry, bro, like, I'm going to show you how manipulative and how controlling father was.
Only it was still Dad. Dad did this to us, man. Dad did this to us. Come on.
and then he's like, he's watching, he's like, okay, let's see this bit. Let's see. Where's the bit where he's meant to do the thing? He's not doing the thing that he's supposed to do. Aaron's like, gee, I told you already, like, it's nothing you can show me that I don't already know, bro. He's like, I know my childhood was calm, bro. Like, well, my upbringing from my father and that. I'm like, poor Zeke and that, but yeah, man.
He was just unraveling, bro. Like, just throughout the memory trip, he was just like breaking down up until like the climax of the memories, innit?
Oh yeah.
The decider, you know what I'm saying? And then he was just like, and then he just at that point, it was just one of the ones you kind of realized that Zeke has got some serious trauma issues with his father, and that's been the general source of his drive.
I feel like a lot of the drive of the characters in AOT is like childhood trauma as well, actually.
That is true. You can definitely say it for damn near everybody else.
Probably everyone in life as well, actually, in real life.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that scene where after Grisha ate the royal family and that, and then he come outside and he's like, Zeke, is that you? That man just there like saying, no, I'm so sorry, Zeke. I was a bad father. I still, I love you. And you see, Zeke, bro, man done that quiver voice thing. And the eye rolled back, bro.
I was like, what is this, bro? Like, he's somewhere else now, bro. Tears start coming up. Hot dog, son. Hot dog, son. Oh, man.
No, it was a lot. It was a lot still.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Because the thing about, like, living your whole life thinking your father was, like, some crazy guy and, you know, you're down for Marley and all that, and then to realize, like, raw, like, that was actually cool this whole time. He was just a bit overkill with the trying to get me to be a Marley's Eldian good guy type of thing.
Yeah, the revolutionist.
Yeah, revolution. Yeah, yeah, that thing. But, like, yeah, man. So to see it all come out then, like, the apology from his dad and all that.
Yeah, he finally got his closure. Yeah. He finally got the conversation that he wanted, which is interesting because...
He never knew he wanted it. He never knew he wanted it, but he needed it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that was the flip. I guess it was too close. So it's like he had buried all of these emotions through just experience and just having to do what you need to do to survive, innit?
It's not even that. I feel like he... The idea of his father was wrong. Do you know what I'm saying? The idea of his father instead was not his actual father. So to see it unfold like in real time and that must have been a lot to take in.
Yeah.
He weren't saying it's nothing. True. And then his nigga's eyes was rolling back.
Yeah.
And the people were going, and then go on.
No, so yeah, no, he definitely reverted back into his child.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, man, now he told Zeke, you better stop Aaron, car. Yo, Aaron's going to do something mad. Excuse me.
But the thing is, Aaron will do whatever it takes with Aaron. You get me? Like, it's just whatever it takes of him.
Yeah, you know. Go on. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Especially watching like literally the last episode that's just come out. So, yeah. Bro. Yeah, man. It's like he knows. Like, it's weird, bro. Because it's like obviously he'll do whatever it takes to save his family, innit? But the way, even like, not even being in Titan form, the way he'll just, you get me, try to put himself in a position to just win for his folks is just mad. But, yeah.
100%, and even me watching the most two recent episodes, it's making me think about this whole thing again, and you know, it's not changing the way I think about the story, but it's just reinforcing my previous thoughts on it and how I feel about it and shit. And I think I'm about to go into like some spoilerish realms, so if you're anime only and you're listening and you ain't want to hear like mad spoilers, try to just avoid what I'm about to say, but hear this. You see how you say Aaron wants to go hard for his family and do anything, yeah? Like, you see the episode where Armin was like, right, if Aaron does a rumbling and scares Marley, then we can be peaceful for like nearly 50 years or something, right? Remember when you said that?
Yeah.
So in the most recent ep now that Aaron's done the rumbling, Armin's like, bro, what's he doing? Like, he don't need this many titans to defeat Marley. Donnie's moving like he's gonna try to destroy the world, right? You see how he said that in the recent ep, Armin?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, don't forget, Eren's seen bare different paths than that. Say he just attacked Marley and that, yeah? Cool. Eldia gets to live in peace for a little while, but then the other nations might get scared. They may want to group together and then come and attack them with a stronger force than Marley. Do you know what I'm saying? My point is, there's so many variables of what can happen and what cannot happen. And Eren's the only person that's seeing all these things play out like, at the same time. Same way Zeke's revelation was a lot to take in. The power of the founding titan, like I was saying, it must be like Gojo's fucking domain expansion thing, whereas there's so much to take in is hard. But my point is, Eren's seen that him doing this is the only path that gives LDR like the biggest amount of freedom that they can have. Do you know what I'm saying? If he had only just awakened some of the Titans, then LDR wouldn't have had the peace for that long, or it might have been peaked. So Armin's saying, oh, what's he doing? It's kind of mad what he's doing, but at the same time, like you said, man, he's just going, nah, like, to protect his people, his family, his friends and that, this is what he has to do. So, yeah, it's kind of mad what he's doing, but at the same time, boy, he won't protect his family.
And it's just like that, especially when people give, they give reasonings, like the way the founding Titan that was talking to Grisha. Like the same way she was giving her reasons as to why she thinks Eldians deserve to suffer. And then, like, even though her way of doing it, like her plan is just keeping her people just in you get me, in despair for the world. So she was more so just for the world in terms of making the world okay. We gotta go. But obviously Eren's like, what? How could you, like your own people? What do you mean? Like this is supposed to be family, right? So he's taken just flip the script and just went in a different direction.
Yeah. But the thing for me is though, like Reiner and them man was always gonna come and attack and all that anyway. So it's like just the way that Marley's the military and technology was growing so much, they was going to reach a point anyway where there would be no need for Titans. So they was always going to try and eradicate the Eldians anyway. So, you know, and it goes, remember the start of this season, or season 4 when it started, and when Levi and them man went to rescue Eren from Marley, and Levi was kicking him. He's like, what's wrong with you? Why did you run away? Like, why did you do this and that? It's like, it's never really been any of them. It's always just been Eren with this plan to try and like start this war, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the people, I get it now, like why he's like becoming the bad guy and stuff. It's like people are like, bro, like you're starting a war and killing loads of innocent people. Like, are you crazy and that? But Eren's like, yeah, but if I don't do this, or if I just do it some other way, it's like they're always gonna come for us. Like, so it's like sit and do nothing or fight back, like,
so, guy.
Yeah, exactly. I hear it, man.
It's inevitable. It was like, bro, there's no other way. I can see the future, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, I've seen every other path, direction that we could have possibly gone in, and this is the only thing I got, yo. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, it makes sense to me, but obviously, now it's just the whole. Like, as the reader or viewer, sorry, like, it's your own choice to your moral compass. It's like, is this right? Is him killing loads of innocent people just to save a small island of people okay? Like, obviously, it's not. But at the same time, Marley killing the whole island of people ain't okay either.
Yeah.
And it's like, It's kind of scary and upsetting that as humans that we can't just come to an agreement to like be civil, but go to war, and it's kind of fucked up still. But it's deep shit, bro. Attack on Titan is heavy, and this is what I wanted to say as well. I feel like a lot of people that got turned off when it switched, and I'm talking about like anime people now, people that watch the anime and still were a bit like, like not to, I don't want to say throw shade, but it just. Attack on Titans felt like a more of a shonen story at first, and it still is like a shonen type story, but it's gone so deep in the realms of like war and politics, and like these are things like kind of far removed from like general shonen anime. So I feel like that kind of general audience or more casual people, it's just a very heavy story, and like you're saying, it makes you think about your moral compass. It makes you think about what's right or wrong and that. So some people just want to be entertained, and like this one went proper deep, man, like because these episodes they proper speak to you, man. It's just like you get so into it, and it's like raw, like it's peak, bro. And now Eren's done the rumbling and that, it's mad. But if he didn't do that, bro, Marley was gonna smoke everyone. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they literally declared war right before everything kicked off. So it's like, okay then. Yeah, Okay, then. Man got a drop. It's like, you can't really be mad. The opposition got a drop. You know what I'm saying?
And obviously, Armin and the Survey Corps are looking on Eren like he's kind of mad, thinking, bro, like, you didn't have to go this hard. You didn't have to go this hard, nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, Eren's like, yo, if I didn't go this hard, bro, yeah, it may have been cool for a couple months, but then Marley's neighbors may have come and nuked us or something, bro. So,
most probably.
Yeah.
And obviously, most probably would have
and done. Eren's taking it upon himself to do it because it's a hard thing having to go and kill lots of fucking children and, like, all these nations and shit, just literally trampling them with bare colossal titans, man. But this is the price he was willing to pay for the freedom, salvation of his friends and family, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kind of hear it. Like, it's mad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right, but I hear it, man. It's just... is a mind fuck, but
yeah, it's a tough one. It's like a really complex decision, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very, nobody wins, you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
nobody wins for real. Yeah, man, can't believe it's ending soon, but yeah, man, every Sunday, oof, just it's too beautiful. I feel like the Eps might get a little, they're gonna slow down a little bit now. But, yeah,
oh, most definitely. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that one. Yeah, it's just closure, man. I guess for like fans and everyone that's been following the story up until this point, just like the last couple episodes have really just been explaining everything. It's just interesting, though. Like, so literally, when Eren put his forehead against his story, he saw everything from then.
Yeah, yeah. At that point. Mm.
That's mad. Yeah, man.
I see some man's just looking for something on my phone quick about the episode. Rumbling, rumbling. Oh, I think that new intro is cool as well, though. The intro is cool.
Yeah.
Even the lyrics of the intro and the outro kind of speaks to, like, you know, Eren's state of mind, didn't it?
Most definitely, man. Yeah, Eren's going through it, man.
Yeah, again, it's just for me, again, to go like spoiler territory, all what's going on, man, it justifies the ending, man. You know when people hate, see how a lot of people hated the ending? For me, I'm like, it's Eren, man. Or you know what I think? Look, spoiler territory, guys. You know the whole Mikasa thing, how he confessed his love to Armin about her and that in the final chapter, yeah? It's like, oh, but Isayama didn't hint at any type of romance. Bro, am I crazy for thinking what Isayama did was cool? Like, people really didn't like that final chapter, you know.
It's because
just Eren crying and they thought,
it was the emotion. It was too much. It was like they weren't. It's not too much. It was just they. It was they were thrown off. Yeah, they were thrown off. Because they were moving so cold. Man just killed like 80% of the population. They're like, he's supposed to stay cold to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then also as though the edit of the final chapter that was released in the volumes, how you do see Paradise Island get destroyed in the future. Do you know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what, though, that looked like a lot more than 50 years. Maybe it was just 50 years, actually. But my point is, Eren still managed to, like, make Paradise safe for a long time. So people just say, oh, Eren did nothing, like all of that was for nothing because the island got destroyed anyway. It's like, no, because the island was fucked for the whole time Eren was alive there and before. And after all that, obviously the island was cool for like a long time. Levi and them, I went to Marley and stuff. So the world, obviously the world was recovering from the rumbling, but I'm just saying, Life on the Island was cool for a long time, man. So he definitely did something in that respect. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting, though. It's I think this is one of the only animes I've ever seen where man just was like, yeah, bun it. Man's just taking out the world then. You get me? As a protagonist, yeah, all y'all gotta go. Oh, y'all.
Yeah, that's definitely antagonist vibes on a normal thing, but yeah, Eren Yeager different still. No, you're right. I'm saying Mr. Yeager, he's the protagonist, but that's normally like an antagonist thing to take out the world. So to see a protagonist do it is crazy, like.
Yeah, bro, and it's weird because it's just like, I wonder how the Eldians feel when you deep it. You get me? Like, how do they feel about Eren? You get me? Like, do you really really think this guy's a monster? Like, it was either this or because he's even speaking to them in that world.
Yeah, so
I'm guessing he can bring their memories back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't even know if that even happens. Does that happen? I can't even remember.
I feel like ever since Rodriguez got killed in it, and the truth come out about everything, the townspeople kind of wised up a bit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But
fair enough.
And even towards the end, I think LGR was kind of split, or there was people that still loved Eren, or there's people that think he's too crazy. That. So it's a little bit like us, the readers and viewers, isn't it, that are kind of split on. Down the middle. Yeah. But yeah, man, Attack on Titan is just beautiful, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy still. I was satisfied with the ending, but I wonder how they're gonna animate the ending.
I'm intrigued as well. I see a lot of 3D for the Titans and stuff. Because there's a lot of Titans, isn't it? It's a lot, bro.
Yeah, they should do that final fight thing justice. Oh, in the latest ep though, you see when Eren started to turn into that giant fucking monster titan thing, that was like done in 2D. That went 3D. That looked nice. Like,
yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, that looked sick. Nice though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, here it is. I see one discussion on Maui. I just see it. New topic: is Attack on Titan promoting right wing extremism and ideologies? I'm putting them in a good light.
Oh boy. It's just a story, mate. It's just a story.
I love that. It's just a story, bro. Chill. Oh gosh. But yeah, man. I mean, it's mad.
And that's the thing. That's so interesting. Like, even the question, because asking that is like kind of saying that the only stories that can be told are ones where the Western, you get me, the bigger kind of corporation type of nation should always be the winner, innit?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but
if that makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I don't know if they're trying. It's kind of silly to say, like, oh, is Attack on Titan promoting this? It's like you say, but it's just a story, like, fucking hell. But
yeah,
at the core of the story is interesting. Like, imagine like a fantasy type real world where the West is just bullying like certain third world countries or something, and they turn around and say, yo, you know, we got Titans, yeah? So fuck all of you.
Bro, they're sending the nukes straight. They're like, what? Just press the red button, bro. Try to do whatever it takes. It's all about control. Control and security. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But I'm not even trying to get like too political.
Yeah. Same. But at the end of the day as well, man, people are just evil and nasty, bro. Like, why is Marley on like... It's a very fucking interesting story, Attack on Titan, and it does relate a lot to like real life as well, man. But yeah, I think the best message is at the end of all of this, man, be a fucking nice person, bro.
Like, yeah, man, please. I felt so sorry for like the OG founder. Like, I was like, damn, this is your flashback. This is how you came to be. This is so horrific.
You mean the slave thing, Ymir?
Yeah, Ymir, man. Yeah. I was just like, damn.
And even very, at that point, where she basically tried to like kill herself when the bow hit her. You know, when the arrow, sorry.
Yeah, when she was being chased through the woods.
No. When the king was. The spear. Someone dashed a spear at her, and he's just like, yo, get up. I know that ain't killing you.
Yeah, bro.
I'm tired of this king. Like, this is horrible.
And he lived a calm life, you know, dying calm, peace. peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Able to give his last words to his kids. I was like, this guy was like a complete monster, man. Like, I get he was a king and like, he go, blah, 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 royalty, all that stuff. Like, but.
Yeah, he's the real monster of the series. That guy was
honestly,
horrible.
Yeah. Honestly, he's what set all of this in motion.
And what you just said about control, how you think it comes down to control, like all these nations and stuff. Like, it's hard, like running a nation and stuff, because like they look at countries and people as like collectives, but when you just break it down to individual experience, man, and see how much people is suffering, it's mad. But at the same time, Mali were evil though, because they was inflicting the suffering on them. They had Eldians in the camps and that, innit?
Like, yeah. And treating them horrifically,
Why? There's some wicked people in this world, you know. Like,
yeah. But that's the thing about Attack on Titan. It really didn't hold back on, like, the things that you can see, like, people going through, and like, when it comes to poverty and stuff, just being down. Yeah. But yeah.
No, 100%, man. Even in the manga, I think they kind of skimped on this in the anime, but Grisha's sister, she got Yambad dogs.
Man, that was so tight.
Fed her to the
That's
dogs,
actually man. Where I started reading the manga, like at that point.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, damn, man. Oh!
Yeah. It weren't cute. It weren't cute, though.
It was not calm. It was not nice, man.
But yeah, this is a great time to be an anime fan, though, man. There's a couple other things on at the moment, but it's just it's ever so breaking into the mainstream again, man. It's just too sick, like, and the audience is the biggest it's ever been, I think.
Yeah, you know, and the talent is just out of this. Like, it's just undeniable. You can't not think that this shit is sick. You get me? It's just the truth. You just have to accept it.
100%.
It's cold, bro. This is cold, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything, all these stories and that, the way they're doing it, the way they're just like setting the tone and just the levels. It's incredible still.
Yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in and that. Obviously, again, hit us up on our socials for more and that. Myself, Akiris the Weeaboo, my nigga Phoenix, and don't forget Black Shades Enterprise. Hit them up for music and finding out about their next events. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, yeah, hit us up, man. Check us out. Get me definitely creating a different type of wave. I can definitely assure you on that. All you have to do is just check man's Insta. But yeah, man. Yeah. More events on the way as well.
100. Cool, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Catch us in the next one. Peace.